Okay, we need to talk. I have to do a rant. I'm sorry. Please stay tuned, though. I think it might be helpful.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I know that was kind of a scary opening, but I wanted to share some situational things that have happened, and perhaps you can learn from them, and perhaps I can feel better because I'm going to rant a little bit today. I'm going to share with you some of those negative things that have happened to us, and maybe you can have a bit of empathy about what's taking place, and at the same time, maybe I can share with you some positive things that have come out of some of these awful things that have happened. By the way, this is not life-shaking, earth-shattering stuff, but it has some concern on my part, and I thought rather than just try to be this positive, happy guy talking to you about all these incredible tips and techniques on how to be a better actor and how to be a professional in the business, I thought I would just take a moment and be a little more serious with you today, and I hope you will indulge me that. But this is that moment in the podcast where I want to say thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all of the well wishes, all of the notes of support. People all over the world have been writing to me, and I just am so overwhelmed and so grateful that this platform for me is just an opportunity to give back what wasn't given to me when I got my degree and started acting. I made my living as an actor for 20 years, but later became a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. And I haven't looked back. It's been just a really exciting time. And I think this is a great time to be an actor. So I wanted to thank you for tuning in. If there's anything that you've gotten out of these previous podios, I call them podios. What I mean by that is podcast videos. If you've gotten some tips out of them, if there's stuff I've shared with you that you can find useful, then I'm really, really happy and would really, really appreciate if you subscribe to the YouTube channel or if you give a feedback. If you're listening on iTunes, for example, I would really like to raise my level, my standing on iTunes. So we're well over 15,000 downloads of the podcast and still growing. So it's very, very exciting. And thank you very much. So if you've been a regular listener to Casting Actors Cast, you know that I really like to take situational things that have happened in the course of casting, all the various projects, the four film projects we're working on. We work for 6 regional theaters right now. And so we're very, very busy office. There's only 4 of us in the office. But there's always something that happens that kind of triggers an inspirational little check mark in my brain that I should have a conversation with you about. And this whole podcast is really much more about the actor's discipline, being a disciplined actor. And some of the circumstantial things that have happened this week have made me really question what kind of a standard do actors have in terms of maintaining a level of discipline toward their craft, toward their art, toward their career. And that's what I wanted to share with you a little bit about today. And I know I've mentioned this project that we were working on, Turning 15 on the Road to Freedom. And it's been a really wonderful project, and I've really enjoyed working on this. And we put out a shout out to on Actors Access and then on Breakdown Services. And then we also did a backstage.com. We did an ad promoting actors to submit themselves. And you know what's amazing is the trend in the industry now, I think, is for actors to submit themselves on video and send that to us to evaluate and then bring you in for a callback. Or if you can't make the callback, you know, for some, whatever reasons, that we put on a Skype session with the director, or, you know, there's all kinds of things that we can do. And so when we get actors who submit themselves, that means that they've read the breakdown. The breakdown is the information about the project. this particular breakdown, including the dates of the tour. It's a national tour. And it included the amount of money, it included the rehearsal time period, and the time frame for the national tour. It also gave a breakdown description of what we were looking for in terms of the characters. So we were looking for some ensemble players that play many parts. It's not like chorus. It's much more like an ensemble piece. So we were looking for some ensemble players, and we were also looking for an understudy for the replacement. And so that was part of the breakdown that we sent out. And then, wonderfully, what came back were all of the submissions for those people who thought that they would be right for the show. So that's fantastic. We are really excited because this was a non-union project. There was a lot of actors that we weren't familiar with because we do mostly union jobs. So this is a unique situation for us. So we put that breakdown out and we got this wonderful response back. And then we started giving appointments to those actors because they said, yeah, I'm submitting myself because I've read the breakdown and the information and I think I'd be right for the part. So here I am. And so that's great. So when we start booking those actors from those submissions, what was amazing was when the audition time came, how many actors didn't show up? What? Now you might be thinking, well, did you do a follow-up? Yes, we did a follow-up. In other words, we gave them an audition time and a location. Then we did a follow-up. Please confirm. There are actors who confirmed. So, and then we did a final one. Please remember your picture and resume. We look forward to seeing you at the audition 2 days before the actual audition. And we still had holes. We still had actors just deciding not to show up. I couldn't believe it. Well, you can imagine the repercussions, right? Because we're being hired to find talent for this project. And we had a full day of auditions. And now actors are just choosing, I don't think I want to do that. Now, I understand that there are other circumstances that could be happening, right? I understand that. I mean, that's kind of human. I'm not kind of casting aspersions on those persons who woke up that morning feeling ill or unable. But I just am hard-pressed to believe that that many people just chose not to show up. It boggled the mind. So now I have my assistant during the audition scrambling, calling those actors directly. Are you on your way? Where are you? What's happened? And then some of those were agent submissions, so we would call their agents. And the agent said, well, they should be there. I don't know why they're not there. I'll give them a call. We never heard back. Now, I'm not talking about one or two people. I'm talking about 6 or 7 audition spots, 10-minute appointments. That's an hour's worth of appointments that we did not have people showing up for confirmed appointments. That pisses me off, right? Wouldn't it? I mean, that's my job, is to bring in this talent. I'm saying these are really good people. I've looked at their resumes. They seem like they have the right chops. I've looked at their submissions online. I've looked at their websites. I think that they would be really great for this project. They say, yes, I'm coming in and I'm confirmed. And then to not show. What kind of discipline does that actor have? My favorite was the agent who every time we called to see if they had gotten any information from their talent, came up with a different excuse. We had 4 different excuses. Well, they said that they were going to be there. Next thing. Well, I don't know if they had the right address. Next thing. Well, you know, I don't know. They just don't sound like they're themselves. And then the final one. Oh, I just found out that they're in Los Angeles. What? You could have saved like a lot of trouble. So after that day of auditions, I made sure that we recalled every actor for the second day of auditions, and that went so much better. So it wasn't a disaster. But I was so angry. I was so pissed off at the level of unprofessionalism that I ended up calling one of those agents. And I said, you have done us a major disservice. Let me just tell you about this project that your client chose to not come in on. The producers have experience having produced Sesame Street. The director is a director who's worked on Sesame Street as well as being a known professional actor. This is a national tour of a new play, never been seen before. This is a new casting director that this talent would be auditioning for. And your client decided to tell you at the last minute that they were not even in New York, but were in Los Angeles. I said, that is unacceptable, and I really am not probably going to call you again because I cannot trust that I can have your clients coming in on confirmed appointments. So you have really blown it. You know, I'm sorry, I lost my cool, and I felt badly. I didn't mean that this talent agent might have had a lot of really great performers, but the series of lies and circumstances put me in a place at that moment that I just had to kind of read her the riot act. Now, I'm a kind of a nice person by nature, so you can imagine how challenging and difficult that was. At the same time, I really felt that I had to vent this experience onto this agent so that perhaps in the future that kind of situation wouldn't happen again. So, of course, the agent was just absolutely apologetic, didn't know what else to say. We both hung up the phone. And about an hour and a half later, I get a call, a message, because I was in session, from the talent in Los Angeles. And I didn't take the call. And then that person called again. Now it's about 6 o'clock in the evenings. We're done. And I took the call. And I explained that this was an extremely unprofessional situation. And that not only do you owe me an apology, but you owe this agent an apology. And the actor was so devastated and so upset that he had really messed up the way and the level that he had messed up in, he asked if he could please, please, please send in a video audition. Please let me just submit something to you, and you'll get it in an hour. And please, just if you could, just accept my apology, and I want to make this right. So in the kindness of my heart, I said, okay, send me a video. I'll take a look at it. And if I think it's, you know, worth pursuing, I'll show it to the team. So I decided at that moment to kind of acquiesce and be the nice guy. So the next morning, I get the video. And this is day two of the auditions. Day three is going to be the callbacks. And I look at the video and it's not very good. Frankly, he would not have gotten a call back. It would not have worked out. And so I just left it. He just wasn't right. It wasn't even the submission itself. By the way, if you don't know how to submit or you think you know that you're submitting stuff, please listen to the podcast about self-submissions because there's a lot of really good information there I'm encouraging you to check out. And so I felt that I gave that actor a shot. It didn't live up to what my expectation was, and so I just dropped it, let it go. So now day three is the callback. The callback is held outside of our own office space. We have audition spaces in our office. The callback is now in an outside audition space. And I come back to my office on a lunch break during the callbacks, and this actor who was in Los Angeles is now sitting in my office, determined to get a callback. I wanted to say, you know, and I didn't, but I should have said, you know, dude, we have to let this go. Well, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what I did say. I said, it's too late. I appreciate the effort that you flew in from Los Angeles to sit and in my office. My assistant, our assistant in the office, Nathan, was saying, you know, he's not going to probably want or have the time to speak to you. He has 15 minutes for lunch before he has to go back to the callbacks. But that he was just determined to get some FaceTime with me to explain himself, to apologize, to see if he could be seen for the callback. Of course, I didn't see him. I said, no, it's over. I appreciate you coming in. Have a nice day. That was it. But those series of circumstances, And I guess I shouldn't feel badly. You know, I'm trying to be a professional here, but I'm also empathetic towards actors. I was an actor. I know exactly how I would have handled that situation. I don't think I would have handled it like he did, but that was his choice. But the initial issue was still unresolved. And the initial issue is, please know that if you submit yourself for a project, scrutinize that project fully and imagine if you could fit that project in your life and then accept the audition and be there when you're asked to be there. I've often said that being on time for your audition means you're 10 minutes too late. Be 10 minutes early to every appointment, would you? Because here's the thing, and this is for you. This isn't for my benefit. This is for your benefit. You're going to feel the energy in the room. You're going to see the interaction between the casting person. You're going to see if it's a positive experience, if some cool stuff is going on. You're going to see some other actors, not to feel jealous about, not to feel, you know, competitive with, but the energy that is taking place. And then you can participate either by going against negative energy that you might be experiencing or bringing in joy to the room. You can make a difference. So please, if you accept the audition, hang to it. Barring some unforeseen circumstance, okay, I'm not addressing that. I'm only talking about accepting an audition. If you submit for a project, what you have to be telling me is that you are interested and available in that project, not just getting FaceTime in front of a casting director. You see, I have a very myopic point of view. I'm only focused on that project that I'm working on at any given time. If you think it's going to be, well, at least I'll get Jeff to see my work, and then he'll call me in for other stuff. You know what? Doesn't really work that way with me. It really doesn't. What works is you are available for this project. You submit yourself for this project. I see that you can do this project. I bring you in. And guess what? You book the project. So that's my rant. There are so many kinds of situations like that that happened. That happened this week. I want to know what you think about that. How would you have handled that situation differently? I'd love to know. Please go to Casting Actors Cast and let me know. How would you have done if the same circumstances had happened? And again, I just want to reiterate this. You know, stuff happens during the course of your day. Stomach flu can hit and be devastating and prevent you from coming in and doing your work. I get that, and I understand and I empathize with that if you can't make that particular appointment. But then, you know what? Be responsible. Call the office saying, I just have a terrible flu. I would be a disaster today. I hope you can understand. Because I think what you might also want to think about is for those folks who don't show up at auditions, guess what? For that particular one, those were an hour's worth of auditions that six other people could have had. And because you chose to bail on the last minute, I don't mean you, you know what I'm saying, but because the actor, the talent chose to bail for whatever reason, you've denied somebody else an opportunity. Boy, see, that's unforgivable. It's a hard business. It's competitive. Your talent is unique to you. You are unique. And what you can bring to the table is something nobody else can. So that's why I'm on your side. But not showing up, denying somebody else an opportunity is probably the last thing you would want to do as a human being, as a talent, as an actor in this community of actors. Okay, my next podcast is going to be a little lighter, maybe a lot more fun. I hope you indulged me okay and that you're not, you know, angry with me about that. I just needed to get that off my chest. I really would love to have some feedback and know what you think about what I've said. And I'm sure interested in continuing this conversation if you think there's more to be gained. I do want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen today. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.